Forecast for today, going to be increasingly cloudy. We'll have a high near 53. Lighting manufacturer Cree has cut about 70 jobs at its operation in Sturtevant and its headquarters in North Carolina. The maker of LED lighting did not indicate, though, how many employees were affected in each location. This comes on the heels of Tuesday's quarterly earnings report that showed a $99 million loss in the third fiscal quarter. Kenosha's United Hospital System to become known as Fraydert South. This under an expansion of a longtime affiliation with Fraydert and the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Under the proposal, which will need the approval of both boards of directors, the two healthcare organizations will share an electronic health records system, and United would adopt Fraydert's quality protocols and best practices. The agreement will also make Fraydert and the Medical College of Wisconsin services available to United patients in Kenosha. United Hospital System operates Kenosha and St. Catherine's Hospitals plus six clinics. The agreement is expected to take effect October 1st. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In Racine County Circuit Court, a man from Plainfield, Illinois, arrested at a motel in the county in October of 2015. He'd gone there thinking he was going to meet with a 15-year-old girl for sex. He was given 8 years in prison yesterday. 53-year-old Joseph Verna in the court of Judge Mark Nielsen, who also imposed 8 years of extended supervision. The teen that Verna was in contact with in an online chat room, actually a Racine County Sheriff's investigator. At the state capitol in Madison, Republican lawmakers proposing a bill they claim will help protect free speech rights on UW system campuses, including Parkside. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, co-sponsor, says it calls for policies that encourage free speech from both sides of the political aisle.
The goal is to have the maximum amount of free speech that we possibly can without regard to one side of the political equation or the other, so that the students who are paying for the opportunity get to hear from all viewpoints and make up their own mind.
That bill would also have campuses disciplining students who disrupt speeches and requiring the UW to remain politically neutral. Super Bowl MVP and former Indianapolis Colts running back Dominic Rhodes going to be meeting with student athletes from Kenosha Bradford High School this afternoon at 2 o'clock. That'll be at the Bradford Stadium. During that visit, Rhodes is to talk about the need for academic success going along with succeeding in sports, as well as what lies ahead for the students, like college and how to obtain scholarships. Should it be raining at the time, it'll be moved into the Bradford High School fieldhouse. The Volunteer Center of Racine County doles out its annual recognition awards, a gathering at noon at Roma Lodge today, also paying tribute to the organization that it followed 17 years ago, the Office of Community Concerns.
Old-timers remember that out of the Office of Community Concerns, the Volunteer Center originated in the year 2000. The Alliance for Mentally Ill, Women's Resource Center, Corporate Volunteer Council, Literacy Council, Society's Assets, all of those organizations were born out of the Office of Community Concerns, as was the Volunteer Center.
The director of the Volunteer Center is Al Volmut, who says that anybody who likes helping people should contact their office, 262-886-9612, or check out their website through volunteerracine.org. The Salem Firefighters Association is going to be hosting a spaghetti dinner this coming Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Village of Salem Lakes Fire Rescue Station on Antioch Road. Public's invited for the spaghetti, but everybody can take a tour of the station. Food costs $8 for adults, $5 for children, kids under 5. It's a freebie. Proceeds will go toward the association's community outreach programs. James McClelland of Racine, at the age of 90, passed away on April the 22nd in Racine. The funeral services are coming up tomorrow at noon through the Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home. Friends and relatives can meet with the family at the funeral home beginning at 10 o'clock. Dennis Cranley of Racine, at the age of 82, passed away on April the 23rd. Dennis is going to be buried with military honors at 1 p.m. next Monday, May the 1st, at the Wisconsin Southeast Veterans Union Grove Cemetery, the Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home serving the family. And Ted Zukowich of Racine, at the age of 93, passed away on April the 23rd at Ascension All Saints Hospital. He was employed with J.I. Case Company for 34 years. The massive Christian burial next Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. Sacred Heart Catholic Church on Northwestern Avenue is the site. Friends and relatives can meet with the family at the church next Tuesday beginning at 9:30. The Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home is serving the family. A reported $30,000 worth of cell phones taken at gunpoint just before 7 o'clock last night from the Mount Pleasant AT&T store at 7115 Durand Avenue. Responding officers told the two suspects had gone into the store. One displayed a handgun to the employee on duty. The suspects then left the store with the cell phones in an unknown direction. Nobody got hurt. Anybody with information asked to contact either Mount Pleasant police directly or go through Crime Stoppers of Racine County anonymously. A due process hearing has been scheduled before Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee on May the 10th at City Hall for the Riverside Inn at 3700 Northwestern Avenue. Allegations of improper alcohol sales from the lobby of the building while the bar was closed. Owner Sam Namey acknowledged the sales taking place during past committee meetings on city's efforts to declare that site a nuisance property. Namey's attorney maintaining, however, that the license and the lobby's proximity to the bar allowed the sale of the alcohol. A due process hearing, kind of like a court trial, but with greater leeway in terms of how information can be presented. The committee will make its decision after deliberations. She lives at the Riverside Inn. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee, however, deferring the bartender's license application of Brenda Lighty.
That's okay. Ms. Lighty is applying for an operator's permit in order to disperse the sale of alcohol. There obviously is a pending due process hearing with regards to Riverside. So there perhaps are some overlapping questions and issues in terms of both. So given the pendency of the due process hearing, I would recommend that the committee defer at this point.
That's Assistant City Attorney New Tran explaining the best way is to wait on this matter until after the other gets decided. Lighty explains she's not seeking the license to work at Riverside.
For anywhere in Wisconsin, because right now I applied for this for when I'm able to go back to work after my back surgery and stuff. When my doctor released me, I got to find another job.
City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin pointed out that granting a bartender's license allows the applicant to work anywhere in the city. Lighting's case kind of interesting in that committee chair Jeff Coe pointed out she worked at Riverside and allegedly sold alcohol illegally. That could factor into a decision in her case after the due process hearing. Plans continue by organizers behind the Wild Root Market on the city of Racine's northeast side, though a bit of a speed bump developed recently with the requirement of a traffic impact study for the area near the 500 block of Walton Avenue. Traffic studies are common, actually, with certain developments that could significantly impact an area that surrounds a project site. In the case of the proposed Wild Root store, it's a residential neighborhood. Formal plans for that store, by the way, have yet to be filed with the City Development Office. That includes the need for rezoning and a conditional use permit. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee recommends support for a new courtesy inspection program in Chapter 18 of the city's building codes, and that includes a $150 fee. Building Inspector Ken Plasky again explaining this would speed along the process for the planned use of buildings by a tenant or someone buying it to set up a business.
And we think by doing this, we would give people a lot of wherewithal to avoid the errors that comes in opening a new business or avoiding the pitfalls that leasing or renting or buying a building can occur.
Alderman Henry Perez, still supportive of the initiative, still against the extra cost.
Milwaukee, they have a program that this is modeled, goes from 300 to 500. That's fine. We can be progressive here. We don't have to follow other people. The fact that we have trouble bringing businesses into the community, this will extend a hand and say, look, we're willing to do this for you so that you don't experience a problem later on, get mad at us, and decide to go do your business in Mount Pleasant.
Alderman Sandy Widener said everybody knows, especially when you're starting a business, that there's no free lunch. Alderman Jason Meekma called it a great thing to offer, and the fee is the cost of doing business. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has charged 31-year-old Eliezer Ramos with felony narcotics possession after he was discovered Wednesday night on the floor of his North Bay Drive home with a woman trying to revive him from a reported drug overdose. Criminal complaint says Ramos told police he had picked up his daughter from school after having injected heroin, came home, went to sleep as he wasn't feeling good, regained consciousness without the use of Narcan, police discovering heroin in a syringe on the bathroom counter. Charging document further has Ramos telling police he'd been using heroin on and off since 2014, that he used to steal to fund his drug habit, some convictions for theft between 2014 and 15. Ramos going to be back in court next week. Racine's Cornerstone Pavers LLC in recent years experiencing problems finding other contractors to do sewer work in the city of Racine on projects that they'd been awarded. Chris Cape, the manager of construction operations, talking about it this week with the Public Works and Services Committee.
I've had over the years, I could list off names, but for whatever reason, they don't want to work on these street projects. Part of it is they're difficult. Part of it is just they've had bad history. Are there other reasons? I don't know. But in the last couple of years, Bradford Contractors was the only sewer quote that we got. We would get AWO's on occasion, a third time when they bid and they want the job themselves and they do not quote out the sewer aspect of the project.
Cape said that they've worked hard to get sewer contractors into this area and the competition impacts unit prices. The water quality of Quarry Lake Park in Mount Pleasant's been on the agenda for a few times of late with the county's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee. They've heard presentations about the problem and how to try to fix it. The county expected to make a move in that direction this summer. Last night, Patrick Haley of Kansasville-based Carefree Enzymes talked about his company's bacteria-free process for dealing with water issues, did mention working with a Union Grove company that does vacuuming. He believes that's the next generation of cleaning up lakes. The big three problems he noted are weeds, sedimentation, and algae. And as for clearing up the water and holding off the algae growth, he did mention an organics process.
We use a bacteria strictly because what that does is that actually eats up the organics. Enzymes break down the food. Just like we had dinner tonight, your pancreas produces an enzyme. It breaks down the food into a slurry. It gets absorbed into your stomach. Then your bacteria absorbs it and then sends it to the rest of our body. So we take away enzymes, our pancreas doesn't work, we're dead. We take away the bacteria, same thing. We can't function. It's a one-two approach. That's the approach that we do on all bodies of water.
Larry adding that Quarry Lake needs aeration because he says it's a standalone body of water.
One is the type that actually bubbles real high, and that churns. Now that's going to do two things for the pond, for the quarry. One is that agitation will stop mosquito growth because when you have calm water, that's when mosquitoes grow in. Secondly, what it does is it adds oxygen. Well, bacteria and enzyme needs oxygen. The more oxygen it's given, the more it eats. The other type of aeration that you have is like the bubbler in an aquarium, where it bubbles from the bottom. That's a great approach, nice, but you're dealing with 17 acres of water.
Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson saying that she'll be talking with the county executive about the ideas and the recommendations they have heard in recent weeks. Clean Sweep, a program under which household hazardous waste, electronics, appliances, and medications can be legally and safely disposed of. It's taking place tomorrow from 8 a.m. till noon in Burlington at the wastewater treatment site and the neighboring Public Works facility on South Pine Street. Help coming from Wisconsin's Clean Sweep grants, the city and the town of Burlington, towns of Dover and Yorkville, villages of Rochester, Union Grove, and Waterford, all collaborating to hold this event. Road construction this summer going to alter the route of Kenosha's Civic Veterans Parade, which steps off July the 2nd, 1 p.m. from the corner of 63rd Street and 22nd Avenue. It'll head north on 22nd to 60th Street. From there, it's east on 60th to Sheridan Road, then north on Sheridan to 54th Street. And this year's 4th Fest Parade in Racine going to take on a bit of an international flair with the announcement that Klufta's school band is coming from Norway to participate. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.